Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 4, starting in verse 31 and ending in verse 44. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Then Jesus went to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and taught there in the synagogue every Sabbath day. There, too, the people were amazed at his teaching, for he spoke with authority. Once when he was in the synagogue, a man possessed by a demon, an evil spirit, cried out, shouting, "Go away! Why are you interfering with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus reprimanded him. "Be quiet! Come out of the man," he ordered. At that, the demon threw the man to the floor as the crowd watched. Then it came out of him without hurting him further. Amazed, the people exclaimed, "What authority and power this man's words possess! Even evil spirits obey him, and they flee at his command." The news about Jesus spread through every village in the entire region. After leaving the synagogue that day, Jesus went to Simon's home, where he found Simon's mother-in-law very sick with a high fever. "Please heal her," everyone begged. Standing at her bedside, he rebuked the fever, and it left her. And she got up at once and prepared a meal for them. As the sun went down that evening, people throughout the village brought sick family members to Jesus. No matter what their diseases were, the touch of his hand healed everyone. Many were possessed by demons, and the demons came out at his command, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But because they knew he was the Messiah, he rebuked them and refused to let them speak. Early the next morning, Jesus went out to an isolated place. The crowds searched everywhere for him, and when they finally found him, they begged him not to leave them. But he replied, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God in other towns too, because that is why I was sent." So he continued to travel around, preaching in synagogues throughout Judea. Once again, that was Luke chapter 4 verses 31 through 44 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Jesus is the healer. He healed people when he walked the earth, and he heals today. People were amazed at the authority Jesus had to cast out demons and heal diseases. He had compassion on people and spent a lot of time healing. He also spent time alone with the Father, and he was willing to leave a place of popularity to go to new areas so others could be healed and invited to follow him. Jesus heals relationships, spiritual longings, and physical pain. We can go to him for comfort and point others to his compassion and love. We are called to join his healing ministry and work for the healing of the brokenness in this world. We are witnesses to the healing power of Jesus. This means the more honest you are about your past brokenness, the more your life can be a testimony to his transforming love. The whole world is sick with sin, and every human heart deals with brokenness. Only Jesus can bring the healing for the hurt and emptiness we all experience. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Where do you need his healing today? How has Jesus healed your brokenness? Who can you share this story with this week? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.